Thank you very much, and I want to thank Director Rose for inviting us here today. If this were 4 years ago, we wouldn't be having this conversation because probably in the prison systems around the country, we were not aware of the deadly effects of illicit cell phones. I first became aware, I've been in Maryland 3 years. When I first came here in January of 2007, the U.S. attorney was investigating a homicide that occurred on the streets of Baltimore from a witness who was testifying in a criminal trial, and it was believed that that hit was called for by a BGF black guerrilla family leader in a prison in Hagerstown, Maryland. That investigation did, in fact, conclude that that hit was called for. During that investigation, we found a lot of testimony that indicated that cell phones were being used for intimidation, drug distribution, and many other criminal activities within the prison. We really have to target cell phones. The more we target cell phones, the more we learn about gang affiliations, the more we target the gangs, the more we find about cell phones. So they are intimately entwined in each other. There, as was mentioned before, there is no single solution. We have worked to try to improve the intelligence and our communication with our intel officers in our prisons. We have enhanced our facility entrance procedures. We have increased our searches, and we've used more innovation in terms of how to discover and find cell phones in prison. Our intelligence capabilities, we have enhanced our searches. We use random searches, computer-driven random searches. We also have moved into buying equipment for cell phone detection within the system and coming into it. We invested about $1 million last year to buy boss chairs, these body orifice screening scanners, x-ray machines like you see at the airport for your luggage, and secure view scanners, the same kind of systems you see at the airports that you walk through to detect metal. We have 28 prison facilities. We have all three of those capabilities at the entrance of every facility where inmates, staff, and others come into the institution. We've also tried a little innovation. We found out that dogs could be used to sniff out cell phones, and we raise our own dogs. We train our own dogs, and in the past couple of years, we found 228 cell phones in the prison. When we started, our governor in Maryland, Governor O'Malley, he's very interested in this cell phone issue because it leaks over into the streets of Baltimore City and the state of Maryland. So we started trying to find and retrieve as many cell phones as possible. And so the first year we were there, I was there, we found 740 some odd, and then the next year 1,200. So it looked really good. Our numbers are going up, and then at some point we thought, wait a minute, this has got to start going down. We've got to stop the ones coming in. We've also got to find the ones that are there and reduce that pool of phones that are being used. So you can see, thank goodness, this third year we're starting to reduce the number of phones that we find. Our search techniques are more increased, so it's not like we're dropping off searching. We have gotten more refined in our searching. It's just that the pool, we think, of cell phones in the prison is finally going down. In October, November, and December of last year, we found X number of phones. That's the charts on the left. 304 inside, 16 before they came in. In December of last year, we installed all of this equipment at the 28 facilities, the X-ray scanners, the boss chairs, and the walk-through scanners. January, February, and March is that first quarter of 10. That's the numbers that were found inside going down, same number of searches, and the number that we detected on the outside before they got in increased to 38. So it's pretty obvious that the detection does make a difference. So 3 months before we got the equipment, 3 months after we got the equipment. It has an impact on our violence within the prison. There's no question about the correlation between violence and cell phones. The more that we stay in touch with the gang, track them, communicate more about them, the more we reduce the number of cell phones and the illicit use of cell phones, then our inmate-on-inmate assaults, serious assaults. We consider a serious assault if they're taken outside of the prison for treatment, even if it's for a couple of stitches or for longer than that. There's been a 30% decrease. That's the red chart. Over the years, you can see that. The inmate-on-staff assaults also has dropped dramatically, and we feel like the detection systems that include cell phones, plus also other types of contraband, the reduction in those contraband has made a difference in the violence reduction. We hosted a couple of opportunities in our prison system. This, the one that's on the slide, is the old vacant House of Corrections that we closed a couple of years ago. We invited several vendors to come and show their wares and demonstrations, and we had a day-long demonstration there that was, I think, very effective. We invited about six different states, came and watched that. Then we had a demonstration at a federal prison facility. We didn't conduct it, but we went and watched that demonstration, and the NTI, I think, has put a report out about that. We are looking at getting a Cellebrite system, a forensic lab capability, so that we can take the cell phones that are confiscated and we can analyze who's calling who and see what the network is in those cases. We're setting up that lab now. It'll be operational next month. And we are working with the state's attorney in Baltimore City, because that's where a large number of our cell phones are found, because we got about seven facilities right in the middle of Baltimore and right on the streets, so cell phones are thrown over the fence. And so we're working with our prosecutor there to get better prosecutions on possession of cell phones by inmates. And the cases we have brought, I mean, I'm talking about the last 3 years, we have maybe one or two cases. In the past several months, we've had these 92 cases that we are working on, and our prosecution rate looks pretty good. The next steps, we've got to work to increase that prosecution unit in Baltimore City, Anne Arundel County, and Washington County. That's where the bulk of our crimes come from, in those areas. Collaborating with the FBI, the U.S. Attorney's Office, the DEA, I meet with them on a regular basis. We're conducting investigations now and in all of our prison systems to try to prosecute those inmates that have phones, and also the staff that may be involved or complicit in that, or visitors. And I can assure you, Maryland's not the only state that's having a problem. I attend the National Corrections Conferences, and there's not one state in the country that doesn't have this serious problem. This will just show our contact information. That website up at the top, that is one, if you want to look at the demonstration that was conducted, is about 2 hours of video on that website. That would you could look at your leisure, and also the contact information for me or for my special assistant. Thank you very much.